Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The Emmy nominations are out and HBO's drama Succession leads the pack with 25 nods, including Best Drama Series. The rivals for Best Drama include Netflix's South Korean thriller Squid Game, the first non-English language show to ever be nominated for an Emmy, and cult favourites Stranger Things and HBO's Euphoria were also nominated. Some Aussies up for Emmys include Toni Collette for The Staircase, Murray Bartlett for The White Lotus, and Sarah Snook for Succession.
Filmed series Ted Lasso from Apple TV Plus nabbed 20 nominations and will defend its title as last year's best comedy. And HBO's The White Lotus also secured 20 nominations and is in the race for the best limited series. No host has yet been announced, but the Emmy Awards gets underway in LA from the Microsoft Theatre that happens from September 12.
Spoiler alert, MasterChef fans and favourites has a winner. It was down to Victorian chef Sarah Todd, who placed ninth on the sixth season, and Series 7 winner Billy McKay from New South Wales. After a few mishaps in the kitchen and the challenge to replicate Heston Blumenthal's epic dish Taffety Tart, one emerged victorious by just a couple of points.
You have rewritten history. You are now the first cook ever to win MasterChef Australia. Not once, but twice. We are bursting with pride and we could not be happier for you.
Thank you.
The only thing left to do is to come over and lift that shiny trophy.
It was Billy and she won $250,000. Nice haul.
Mickey Rourke appeared on Piers Morgan's Uncensored to have a chat about Hollywood and came out guns blazing when asked about Tom Cruise's success with the Top Gun sequel.
That doesn't mean to me. The guy's been doing the same effing part for 35 years, you know? I got no respect for that. I don't care about money and power. I care about when I watch Al Pacino work and Chris Walken and De Niro's early work and Richard Harris's work and Ray Winstone's work. That's the kind of actor I want to be. Like a lot of guys that just tried to stretch as actors.
You don't think Tom Cruise is a good actor?
I think he's irrelevant in my world.
Them's fighting words, but he spent half his interview talking about someone who's apparently irrelevant, so hey. And David Bowie's documentary, Moonage Daydream, has a release date. This is the first doco that has been approved by Bowie's estate, and it's directed by Brett Morgan, the guy behind Kurt Cobain's Montage of Heck. The feature-length experiential cinematic odyssey explores Bowie's creative music and spiritual journey, and it includes never-before-seen footage. Moonage Daydream is in cinemas September 16.
All people, no matter who they are, all wish they'd appreciated life more. It's what you do in life that's important, not how much time you have, or what you wish you'd done.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.